Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Thursday, the 12th of October, 2017. To get you started, another round of strong wind gusts is expected in parts of Northern California today, further fanning a series of devastating wildfires. The flames have so far killed at least 23 people and destroyed more than 3,500 structures since this past Sunday. Winds are expected to decrease later today, but the risk of wildfire ignition and rapid spread will increase this weekend. The fast-moving cluster of fires ranks among the most destructive fire events in U.S. history, leaving residents mostly in a state of shock and complete uncertainty. Resident David Leal lost his home.
We lost everything, and now we're here just trying to take a baby step and start the process of rebuilding. We're here trying to find what we can salvage, and our plan is to keep those things, and when we rebuild, there'll be mementos, you know, of what we've lived through and just the resilience. Like John Wayne used to say, good Lord willing and the river don't rise, we'll be back home again sooner than later. And with our chins held high, and hopefully we'll be amongst our neighbors and friends as they do the same.
The House will vote today on a new package of money for disaster aid. The vote for a $36.5 billion aid package aims to help states and territories hit hard recently by hurricanes and wildfires. The bill would include $18.7 billion for FEMA's Disaster Relief Fund and $576.5 million to help fund wildlife recovery efforts in the western U.S. It'll also entail $16 billion to pull the National Flood Insurance Program out of debt, along with a provision to help low-income residents in Puerto Rico get emergency food assistance. The latest bill comes after $15.25 billion in aid passed last month, and still officials say more aid will probably be needed. Next up, all eyes are on tonight's NFL matchup between the Philadelphia Eagles and Carolina Panthers in the first game since Commissioner Roger Goodell issued a memo saying, quote, everyone should stand for the national anthem. The memo came on the heels of President Trump's criticisms of the league and its players who kneel to highlight social injustice. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has said he'll bench players who don't stand for the anthem, and during last Sunday's game, Vice President Mike Pence left the stadium after several players knelt during the anthem. An asteroid's going to get pretty close to Earth today, which provides a great opportunity for NASA to test its planetary defense system. NASA says the asteroid, which is known as 2012 TC4, will safely pass Earth at a distance of approximately 26,000 miles. The rock measures between 30 and 100 feet long, roughly the same size as one that exploded over Russia in 2013 with the force of 20 atomic bombs. Since the summer, NASA's Planetary Defense Coordination Office has been conducting a drill to see how well its various parts would work together if an asteroid did head straight for Earth. And last up, baseball's American League Championship Series is now set. After going down 2-0, the New York Yankees won their third game in a row last night over the Cleveland Indians to win the best-of-5 ALDS 3-2. They'll take on the Houston Astros for a chance to make the World Series with Game 1 of the ALCS set for Friday night. But before that, there's one more NLDS game to get to, Game 5 between the Chicago Cubs and Washington Nationals tonight. The Nats survived yesterday thanks to a pitching gem from Steven Strasburg that gave them a 5-0 win. Tonight's winner will take on the LA Dodgers in the National League Championship Series. You can catch new episodes of 5 Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your podcasts, including the Amazon Echo. Subscribe for free and please leave us a rating and a review. 5 Things is part of the USA Today Podcast Network.